The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, big weekend in sport. You've got the Lions, you've got the football, you've got the Wimbledon final happening as well. And Jonathan Higgins from Off the Ball is joining me. Might start briefly with the Lions. Obviously, yesterday, big win, looked like a cohesive win. Gary Ringrose isn't going to make the first test, which probably makes the centre partnership all Scottish. Was there anyone else who put up their hand to force their way into that test team for you?
It's a difficult one, really, isn't it? You're looking at the situation and you're thinking, is this really the team? And I'm looking at, you know, the likes of Ronan McGarrah's O'Gara's comments, who are, look, we're lucky to have him on for every Friday morning, but he's brought the Qualcomm levels to complete new levels.
Yeah.
He completely disagrees. He's, you know, as honest as he goes, and he's kind of, you know, hinting at things back here. And look, everyone's talking about the Farrell situation, father and son, and everything like that. Look, they're getting the job done. It's a difficult circumstance. Injuries are probably going to be the biggest barometer right now, but you just hope they're getting things back on track, because it's such a difficult balancing act, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It certainly looked like they had the cohesion anyway, and whether
slightly, yes,
yeah, just a bit better. That it's the not the dirt trackers, but the B team would slightly worry you ahead of the Australia game. Although Australia don't look like any great shakes in a game against
Fiji. That's the biggest thing, really, isn't it?
The football as well, obviously Kerry beating Tyrone yesterday, and today's a big one. It's sort of a really novel semi-final, I feel, Meath and Donegal.
Yeah, and we talked about jersey clashes all week, but I think we're just going to go as is. It's going to go back to that game in, I think, on 09 when the two of them nearly confused us, but the jersey have been so similar. But what you would say, it's like it's a real renaissance year from Meath. They've come not quite from nowhere, because look, we had a brilliant Talent Cup final yesterday. Meath won that a couple of years ago. Probably didn't have the same climb that they would have desired last year, but my God, have they been on it this year. And look at the calibre of teams that they've beaten, Dublin, Kerry and Galway in the semi-final. But the one thing that would slightly worry you from the Meath perspective, well, a couple of them off the pitch, Meath has just gone absolutely bananas. I thought Mayo supporters were fanatical and bring it to high levels. Meath are kind of edging that way already now. It's pretty cool. There's huge excitement. Songs are signs and flags. So there's going to be a huge crowd. Donegal, on the other hand, they've been building nicely. Defeated, probably frustratingly from their point of view at this stage last year. But Jim McGuinness aside, like, that siege mentality is coming on. They're really getting their game going. This is what they've been targeting. You would say that, you know, the logical part of your brain is saying we're going to have the dream final at Donegal versus Kerry, but you just wouldn't know how Meath will react. But what you would say is Donegal's experience, qualities and being there, done that, might just be a little bit too much. But I got to talk on Kerry very briefly yesterday. David Clifford, guys, like, I think the best way of summing up, I was talking to a couple of Dubs last night and they were like, yeah. And these are hardcore GA fanaticals who would be blue is blue and blues and that's it. They're like, yeah, that Clifford guy is pretty good, isn't he? The bounce for the first goal, for his goal, was just outrageous, to buy himself the time to go around Morgan. And they look, whoever wins today, Kerry look to have the bit between their teeth. They were phenomenal yesterday.
They were. It's very hard to see anything but a Kerry All-Ireland win, but that's always where it's dangerous, you know?
It is, particularly if we do get the Donegal final, because that will bring back memories, that will bring back the aura of Jimmy McGuinness and his side and his quality. It would be probably, as the neutral, it probably be Meath supporters cover years, it probably would be the final that we all dream for. Not quite a clash of styles, but definitely two juggernauts of the game, two big eras, auras of the game coming together, and you know, you can't help get a bit excited. But look, we've been treated, football this year has just been a pure renaissance year. It's been outstanding.
It's been a great year, and the new rules, I think, have been a big success. Very briefly, Wimbledon final.
Yeah, let's hope it's a new development coming here between Sinner and Alcaraz. It's not quite flashbacks of Rafa versus Federer, but it is going that way. They had played a classic in the French Open. This one could go all the way today as well. I think if you were at home watching the tennis, maybe have a cold beverage beside you or two, because this one could go on a while. This could be, I don't want to build up too much, but this could be a classic.
Could be a classic and in that heat as well. Jonathan Higgins from Off the Ball, thanks a million. And you've got commentary as well coming up and all of your sport of the day will be on Off the Ball later on.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.